This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The tightest security measures in recent memory are in place in Washington, D.C., just ahead of Wednesday's inauguration of Joe Biden as the 46th president of the United States. National Guard soldiers from across the East Coast continue to arrive in the city. The streets of the U.S. Capitol were eerily empty, and it seemed that there may be have dissuaded all but the most determined protester from returning to the city after the shocking events of January 6th at the U.S. Capitol. A Moscow judge ruled Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny should be held in police custody for 30 days. This follows his arrival back in Russia Sunday, when he was immediately detained. Sunday marked his first time back to his home country since the Russian opposition leader was poisoned last August and evacuated for treatment abroad. He has openly accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of ordering Russia's security services to carry out the attack, a charge the Kremlin has denied. Russian authorities say his detention was justified, arguing Navalny was in violation of a parole stemming from a 2014 suspended sentence and his time abroad. The head of the World Health Organization said Monday that the world has been on the brink of a catastrophic moral failure on distributing COVID-19 vaccines, urging countries and manufacturers to share doses more fairly around the world. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that prospects for equitable distribution are a serious risk, just as its vaccine-sharing scheme, COVAX, aims to start distributing inoculations next month. He noted 44 bilateral deals were signed last year, and at least 12 have already been signed this year. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. state has become the first state to record more than 3 million known coronavirus infections. That's according to a tally Monday by Johns Hopkins University. The grim milestone for California was not entirely unexpected in a state with 40 million residents, but its speed was stunning. The state only reached 2 million reported cases on December 24th. Its count far outpaces other large states like Texas. California also has seen more than 33,600 deaths due to COVID-19. A caseload surge that began last fall has strained hospitals. Officials warn that a recent slight downward trend could reverse when the full impact of holiday gathering transmissions felt. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is expected to quickly extend restrictions barring travel by most people who have recently been in much of Europe and Brazil soon after President Donald Trump lifted those requirements effective January 26th. Mr. Trump signed an order Monday lifting the restrictions he imposed early last year in response to the pandemic after winning support from coronavirus task force members and public health officials. Soon after Mr. Trump's order was made public, Biden's spokeswoman, Jen Psaki, tweeted on the advice of the medical team, the administration does not intend to lift these restrictions on 1/26. She added that with the pandemic worsening and more contagious variants emerging around the world, this is not the time to be lifting restrictions on international travel. Until Biden acts, Trump's order ends restrictions the same day that new COVID-19 test requirements take effect for all international visitors. Trump is due to leave office Wednesday. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says he hopes U.S. President-elect Joe Biden would be able to carry out an immigration reform that would help to address the problem of undocumented migration to the United States. Referring to the migration in the caravan, López Obrador said that they should not attempt to enter countries by force. On Sunday, Guatemalan authorities employed tear gas against a caravan of Honduran migrants and reportedly beat some of them in an effort to stop them from passing through the country in order to reach the United States. And President-elect Joe Biden plans to unveil a sweeping immigration bill on day one of his administration. It would provide an 8-year path to citizenship for an estimated 11 million people already living in the U.S. without legal status. That's according to a person granted anonymity to discuss that legislation. You can find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.